Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of
Advice from Your Besties.
Woo!
This is where we'll take some real life situations and give you some advice on how to handle them. Yay. Well, this is actually a personal experience question. I'm getting unsolicited DMs from some creeper on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, one year ago, I was like, hey, I'm selling Isagenix products. Would you be interested? I haven't heard from this person since. So this guy has now circled back with unwanted photos of like, hi. And then it sends me a bondage photo of this guy in like a mask and licking toes. And then there's another one of this guy being like a sub and the lady being a dom. He's like, interested? Can I send you a gift? Question mark, question mark. I'm obedient. I'll be a slave. He's like, please, I beg you. Are you interested? Otherwise say no. I'm about to say no. Duh.
About to say no?
Well, I'm just going to block him, actually.
Yeah. Don't engage. Block.
No, I'm not going to engage.
After the first question mark.
Well, I don't like check my DMs that often. So like they all just like came in. I was like, what is happening?
Oh.
So
what's the question?
So if someone came to you and was like, do you want to be my dom or sub?
Do you know how many times that happens to me?
How often?
Often.
Like how often?
A couple times a week.
What?
Dude, do you see what I post online?
Well, yeah.
It's just filtered to like a dirty trash can of a folder. I have a thing, settings for nastiness.
Oh. Well, okay. If you had to make the choice, would you be the dom or the sub?
Oh, please. Is that so? No. What do you think?
You'd be the dom.
100%. Especially because... Okay, I'm sorry this is a hot take, but I would love to be dominant over a man.
Why?
I would just like to experience the power struggle, or if I were 100% honest. One time I was.
A dom?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
When?
It was with the attorney.
Okay.
And he wanted to be a sub.
Okay.
There was pegging involved.
Oh, what? How? Who brings that up? Is
I don't remember.
They do? Or you?
We were at a store.
Okay.
And I was like, I want that. Are you down? He's like, yeah. I said, okay. And then he got me what I needed. And I pushed his head into the pillow as hard as I could. Subconsciously, I don't know if I was trying to suffocate him or not.
You're trying to kill him.
But, you know, not to the point where you're like actively trying to make them die.
Right.
But enough that you're like
they're like, they better beg for mercy if they
They liked it.
How was pegging?
I really liked it. That's why it left an impression on my soul.
Huh.
It's an energy as a lady you rarely feel.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. That's a lot of an everyday occurrence to be slamming it up someone's ass and like shoving their head into a pillow. That's a power trip.
Really was. It's a drug you can't experience otherwise.
Is it like
yeah.
Okay.
It's everything.
When you're
expect.
Ramming them from behind, is it like, oh, like dead stop? Like you can't get any deeper in there? Or is he like, ow?
I don't know, because he was muffled. I wasn't really listening to any of his comments.
You're like, shut it.
Tired of hearing your trap.
Smother you some more.
You did deserve smothering. I was really surprised how well received it was.
Did you only do it one time?
No.
Oh.
Here's a question. Do you use... Okay, so you've got divorce rings, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, this is jewelry. And I like jewelry.
Yeah.
I don't have to continue to have the emotional connection to it. Do you use the same toys on other people?
No, I don't think so. I think that's...
Hey, I just happen to have a strap hanging around here. Yeah. I'll sanitize it for you.
No, I feel like you need to get new toys. Because... I mean, yes, you can wash it, but like, no, like that has been in someone else. Like,
but so is your members.
But for some reason,
why
I find that to be acceptable. Like a piece of rubber or plastic and like being inside someone else and then inside me, like,
if anything, that's more sanitary.
No, but I also don't want to be into like the exact same thing that the last person that you hooked up with was into. Oh,
as opposed to a blowjob? That's really unique. Oh, I'm reinventing the wheel here. I use my mouth on your body. Yeah,
but I got different skills. So
I wonder. I'm like, I might not be as good as I think I am.
I mean, I think I'm pretty good.
What do I know? I kind of want to be like, hey, what am I on a scale of 1 to 5?
I feel like if they come in like 5 minutes or less, then you're doing a good job. That's how I gauge it. And I was like, all right, I'm about to get tired. I'm like, oh, good. We're done.
Okay. What if the goal is not necessarily
to come
straight out of the gate?
Oh.
What if it's like an actively, not an obligation.
Uh-huh.
Not an obligation, but what if it's like not an everyday occurrence?
Oh, wait. And you just want to do like a little foreplay?
Yeah, like you're doing it. You're doing it for the 45 minutes that it deserves.
The 45 minutes?
We've been through this before.
Ay, ay, ay.
If you're,
how is your jaw sustained?
Oh, I'm not talking about a blowjob. Oh. I just mean the whole thing.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were like a 45 minute blowjob. I'm like, what is happening?
No, not that thirsty. Not that desperate to be loved. No. And I'm not that good then.
That would not be good. I think the guy would be like, all right, well, let's like switch it up.
Yeah, you're not that great.
No. I think if it's 45 minutes.
Move on.
Move on.
.org.
Move on.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the question? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
I don't know. I can't even remember the original question.
But plugging is a big deal right now. It's kind of a trend.
Oh, I think it is.
I'm not currently in the trend right now.
I'm not in that trend. Would you want to have someone else's plug?
I don't know. In the moment, you might think differently, but here on Saturday at 2 a.m., 2 p.m. rather, I'm not really into it at the thought of it right now.
No.
But I'm a whole different person when the lights go down.
I like don't know Chelsea like that. So when she starts telling me things, I'm like, ugh, that's just, I'm like, I don't know you like that. I don't want to know you like that. I'm like, this is making me uncomfortable.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Were there any other questions?
Yeah.
What do you got in your hand right there?
What do you mean? I'm holding on to the audio. How do it? No, but it was just like, okay. I don't know. Well,
Lindsay's holding some of our recording equipment on her lap. And I was like, I've never seen you do that before.
I don't know. It kind of just like was going to fall off. So, So this is along the same lines since we're talking about sex things. Mm-hmm. There's this OnlyFans model and she has two vaginas anatomically. She was born with two. So she's saying that she hooks up with two different guys and one guy uses one. And the other guy uses the other. So it's not cheating because it's two different vaginas.
Is it?
I think it's cheating. If she's, I mean, unless they're like.
Technically, she's got three holes.
Yeah.
And if you were in a traditional relationship and you went traditionally vaginally and then anal. Mm-hmm. And if you had a second person and they did anal. You'd be like, that's cheating.
100%.
So just because you were blessed with two holes, through a total of three, I don't think that gives you a pass.
I don't think so either. Mm-mm. She's like, I'm saving one for one guy and one for the other.
I mean, it's very clever. Way to think outside of the box.
Yeah.
Oh, drop that mic. I'm good to go. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I just thought that was an interesting way of thinking, but good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She probably makes a lot of money on OnlyFans.
Oh, I bet. To see that? Mm-hmm. Normally you'd have to go to the fair.
I know. Okay. One other thing that we were talking about earlier is what happens when your intuitive becomes ill or when your intuitive person who's supposed to be your guiding light now has some kind of illness, but they don't want to seek out like traditional medicine. And do you put your faith in like God and a higher power? Or do you like go the medical route?
What do you think?
I mean, I think I don't like medicine and I would like try to trust my intuition, but there's a certain time and place. Give me the drugs. Hook me up to an IV. Give me whatever I don't know, radiation, drugs,
yeah,
IV therapy. I don't know. Give me everything that you have, pills, because there's only like so much faith you can put into like a higher power healing yourself. And I mean, like, your mindset is definitely important. You have to like think positively and like think that you're going to like get over it. But I don't know. I don't think that alone will heal itself.
I guess when we were talking about it, another way we put it was like, what happens when your values, ethics?
Oh, yeah.
Your convictions? What happens mm-hmm. when your convictions kind of let you down? Mm-hmm. We saw it with that friend of ours who passed away because she believes in holistic medicine mm-hmm. and refused treatment, and she did not get well. Obviously, there's no way of knowing whether or not she would have gotten better with radiation or more like Western medicine. So I don't know. I, like you, would try and do both. I would use everything in my power to get better. You know, I think about it and I was, you know, I'm already disappointed in myself because I'm like, I know I wouldn't handle it well. I didn't handle my mammogram scare very well.
No.
But, you know, you never know how you're going to react to something like that.
True.
It really is jarring. Mm-hmm. And it snaps you. You start seeing life in a very different way within a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. And it was terrifying. So I don't judge anyone for the way in which they handle that.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Also, like, if you're just going to stick to your convictions and know that it may not work out, you just have to be okay with, like, well, this is the end. I think maybe if you're really strong in your convictions, then you're just more able to accept what is and not try to fight it.
Well, luckily, I don't have any convictions.
I have no scruples about anything.
I believe in no higher power. I am just a talking robot.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
Me too. I think that was plenty.
I think
it was a real jam-packed episode.
I know.
Really jammed it in.
Really, really put it in the hole.
Yeah. Nailed it.
All right. Make sure you share this episode with your bestie and like, subscribe, follow all the things at So Fired Pod on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. Wherever you can find us, we'll be there. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.